If man, that angel of bright consciousness, that wingless mind and brief epitome of God's forgetfulness, will be going forth into the treacherous envelope of sunlight, why, the poor fool, does he expect to return at evening, or to return the same? Those who have put on in the morning that cloak of light, that sheath of air, wrap themselves suddenly on the exit in the wild wave of daybreak which has come from cruel Alpha, what has become of them? They will return as the sons of darkness. If woman, that demon of unconsciousness, that winged body of delightful chaos, that quick-embodied treason and deceit, will go forth sinuously from the opening door and take to herself the garment of daylight, who will vouch for her, go her surety? Who will her bondsman be, or swear by the cloud that she who thus went forth will thus come back? If she took darkness with her, will she return with luminous heart and a soft light within? For that which goes forth comes back changed or dead. If the child, that frail mirror of the sky, that little room of foolish laughter and grief, transient toucher and taster of the surface, assembler and scatterer of light, if he go forth into the simple street to count its stones, its walls, its houses, its weeds and grass blades, so in the numbered to sum the infinite, infant compendium of the terrible, will the changed man and the changed woman await him with full knowledge in the evening, salute him gravely with a kiss or handshake, oblique embrace of the young wingless shoulders? Will they, unknowing, unknown, know this unknown? All three at evening, when they return once more from the black ocean of dark Omega, by those wild waves washed up with stars and hours, brought home at last from nowhere to nothing, all three will pause in the simple light and speak to each other slowly with such queer speech as dead men use among the asphodels, nor know each other, nor understand each other, but tread apart on the wind like dancers borne by unearthly music to unearthly peace. The house of evening, the house of clouds, vast hall of which the walls are walls of everywhere, enfolds them like a wind which blows out lights. And they are there, lying apart, lying alone, those three who went forth suddenly in the morning and now return estranged and changed. Each is alone with his extinguished lamp. Each one would weep if he had time to weep, but before tears can fall, they are asleep.